Today is Wednesday, January 8th. The U.S. Commerce Department looks to ban Chinese drones. Meta shelves traditional fact-checking in a free speech rebranding effort. And Trump's sentencing for his hush money case remains on January 10th, despite his attempts to move it. I'm Reagan Van Beek, host of your news update this morning, and this is the Morning Update Podcast. Ephesians 6, verse 10, English Standard Version. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Forbes is reporting that the United States is considering a ban on Chinese drones over national security. The Commerce Department is heading the effort, but the final decision will be up to the Trump's incoming administration. Currently, Chinese drones make up over 90% of all commercially available drones in the U.S., and 75% if you include the military and industry drones. A ban that affects these will devastate millions of regular citizen drone owners throughout the United States who choose a Chinese brand because of their low cost and high experience in the field. There are a few high-quality American drone companies out there, but from what I've personally heard, they're too expensive and their software isn't as good as DJI's, which is China's top drone company. The fear over these drones is surveillance and too much power being in the hands of our biggest rival. A few years ago, DJI put what's called a geofence around areas in Syria and Iraq after reports came out that ISIS was using them to drop bombs. A geofence shuts down drones that use the software in a specific area. This benefited the United States, obviously, because ISIS couldn't use those drones anymore. But what happens if we must go to war against China to defend Taiwan or a similar interest? China can very easily order DJI to shut down all drones in the U.S., which will greatly hinder many delivery and industrial operations. They can't hurt our military because Chinese drones have been banned from the military for a few years now. If Trump does ban Chinese drones, then many Americans will have to resort to more expensive alternatives. But the American drone industry will get a boost, which will likely bring down costs to the same level as DJI drones over the next 5 or so years. Reuters reports that Meta shelves fact-checking policy in reversal ahead of Trump administration. In a video, Zuckerberg said, "We've reached a point where it's just too many mistakes and too much censorship. It's time to go back to our roots around free speech and free expression." The move lowers restrictions on controversial topics like gender, moves Meta safety teams from California to Texas, and begins the implementation of a community note type system similar to X's. Mark Zuckerberg has been on what many commentators are calling a redemption arc. His company Meta relaxed fact-checking efforts of political content during the election. It donated $1 million to President Trump's inaugural fund, and it elected Trump ally Dana White to its board on Monday. I think what's really happening here is a shift in the market, not a shift in Meta. X is a very popular social media company, and that popularity has become very well distributed among both Democrats and Republicans alike, despite its free speech policy. Traditional news sources are also in decline as more people get their news from commentators on X and podcasts like this one. I think Meta realized this and is trying to capitalize on the market by changing their policies in the United States. This policy change will only take place in the US because the EU, or European Union, has very strict laws regarding content regulation. They are probably moving their team to Texas because most of their employees likely live there now already, and I wouldn't be surprised if this is the first step to moving Meta and much of its operations from the expensive West Coast to Texas. On this day in 1815, a ragtag army under Andrew Jackson defeats the British on the fields of Calmette in the Battle of New Orleans. Fox is reporting that a judge denies Trump's motion to stop New York criminal case sentencing. Trump's team had filed a motion to pause sentencing, which is set to happen on January 10, so that it either doesn't happen at all or happens after his presidential term. They argued that sentencing him before he takes office would hinder his ability as president and goes against the Supreme Court immunity ruling. The team also asked for any cases currently pending in the New York Supreme Court to be canceled because they are hindering Trump's constitutional rights. This doesn't mean anything for Trump in the long run because he probably won't be kept from his presidential duties by any sentence he is given. On January 10, he intends to attend his sentencing virtually, which means he will not be sentenced to prison or be given an ankle bracelet. Judge Merchan recently implied that he intends to sentence Trump with more of a slap-on-the-wrist type of punishment, where he tells Trump how bad it is for him to pay Stormy Daniels $130,000 and that next time he does it, the punishment will be dire, oh for sure. And then he lets him walk free. This is probably what's going to happen, but I may have misunderstood the judge a little bit. So stay tuned because I will definitely report on January 10th what happened. That's all I have for you today. Our mission for Morning Update is to bring Christ into a new era of politics. If you stand with that mission, feel free to leave a 5-star rating, write a review, and share this episode with a friend. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.